Daryl.
Hi, calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking with Maria?
Did you ask for who?
Am I speaking with Maria?
Yes.
Great. And in which of the following state are you registered to vote? Arizona, California?
California.
And what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic.
In what year were you born?
1943.
I know that it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
I am certain that I will vote. God willing.
If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
In my own words, well, right now, politics is a mess. I would like to find that somebody that really believes, you know, that we need to go back to the beginning of our nation. Values, religious values will be the most important thing for me.
What's the most important thing?
Religious values.
Religious values? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you for your patience. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, you did not. You did skip one?
No, I would vote for the Republican Party. And I would like Donald Trump to return.
And thinking again about this November's elections, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Republican Trump.
Some people
for Republican Party Trump to become a president again.
Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options, regardless of how you plan to vote for. Please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? 100 means that you're definitely going to vote. 0 means that you're not. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100?
Yes, 100.
Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
0.
And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican candidate.
And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Steve Gravery or Democrat Adam Schiff?
Steve, Republican buddy.
And who do you trust more when it comes to issues of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Even though Trump has a certain animosity against the Mexicans to become legal residents, I would still choose Donald Trump immigration policies.
Donald Trump much more or Donald Trump somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statement. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree, because there's a lot of people in the United States that need those jobs, and there's always order, it should be order, and they need to apply so they could become legal residents.
The other one says President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separate from their children and spouse who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree. Families should be kept together, but it's a very difficult subject because there's a lot of undocumented adults, and they have a child which is born here, and there's a dilemma that affects everybody, because the little children are not still capable, so they need their parents. But I strongly, somewhat I disagree with the Biden politics in that area.
The other one says President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporarily pretension for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree?
I disagree with his policy to let everybody come into the country as he's doing it right now.
I strongly agree or somewhat agree?
No, I disagree with the policy of Biden to let everybody in.
Okay.
So he needs to prioritize and needs to put order in that area.
The other one says President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being target in deportation raids.
What would we do with all the people that is coming if not send them back, unless they are in danger, the war or all circumstances? But I disagree with Biden, what he's doing right now.
Okay, but with this statement, do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somehow I disagree with him.
I am going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree. Those people are already working and been paying taxes for 10 years. They need to have their papers. They need to have legal documents.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you strongly agree or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree that they should be legal, legalization papers. They should have their legal papers.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disaster, or other dangerous conditions.
I strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I agree with that.
Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in 2024. Here's the first one. A program that grants work permits and temporarily protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, to relieve pressure of cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
If it is about voting for Biden, I certainly would not vote for him in 2024 elections.
Okay, the other one says a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essentially jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely or much less likely to vote for him?
Much more likely. Much more likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely or much less likely to vote?
I'm sorry, but I was paying attention here to somebody that is... So what is the question again?
A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Are you much more likely or much less likely to vote for him?
Much more likely. They lived already 10 years here. Yes.
A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Well,
are much more likely to vote for him or much less likely?
I would not vote for Biden. I'm sorry. But if the program is good for that people, but I would not vote for Biden, even if he promised that he would fix the legal situation of all these people that have been living in the United States for more than a decade, because I have people that I know that they're not being accepted, even though they work and they're very decent people. And so I do not believe on Biden on this type of policy.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
So they deserve to become legal residents.
So would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely,
yes,
somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him?
Oh, Jesus, the same question about voting him. Sorry, but I would not vote for Biden.
Okay.
Even though
a program
that people need their papers.
Okay. And we're almost done. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
And is this arising also to vote for Biden?
Yes, ma'am. Remember, President Biden enacting that program, ma'am, if I may.
I would like them to have their papers, but I do not believe that Biden would do anything about it. He's just letting people come in order to make the nation unstable, and so he can remain in power. And they don't want Trump to become president. So I'm sorry, but I am done with this inquest.
Okay. And this one here says a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.